You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great, how are you?
Great. Summer's been great.
I know. It will be over soon.
I know. It's hard to believe. Especially for our guests today.
Guess what? Starts soon, though.
I know, right? Randy and Kim Stegemoeller are with Class 101 College Financing. Is that how you would say
planning.
It? Planning. College planning. And financing.
And planning. That's part of the planning process.
Exactly. You need to plan for the financing, I promise. So welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
So let's talk. We're talking already. You know, it's the end of July. It's midsummer already. So school starts here August 10th.
Yes.
In Bloomington.
Less
is that
than
correct?
A month. Yes.
Yeah. My daughter starts next week in Indianapolis. So,
but she's a teacher.
She's a teacher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But she just starts a day or two before.
Yeah, she has to start back.
Yeah, she just starts a day or two before the kids. So it's not like she has to be there. She's been working all summer, actually.
Where did summer go?
Yeah, right.
I know, right? So let's talk a little bit about getting kids ready. I know both of you through some BNI groups and stuff, and you've been talking about we need to get to those kids now to talk about grades and SATs, and even though school's just beginning. Tell us why.
Well, the younger we get to work with them, the better. But we work on grades, academics, and try and help students stay accountable to their GPAs because it's so important when they want to apply to college. Mm-hmm. The higher that GPA is, the less expensive college can be if it's done right.
So we want to get some great stories from you guys about how you can find all these grants and scholarships and money. It's out there.
Well, with their GPA, if with a high GPA and good test scores, they qualify for merit aid, things that they don't even have to apply for extra scholarships.
They just
automatically are given these. But to keep those kids accountable to those GPAs, to help them realize how important it is to keep those grades up, takes a lot of time, and we want to get to them early because oftentimes students will start their freshman year and not realize, hey, as a freshman, this counts now. This is my future that I'm working on here. Mm-hmm. And they just think it's still junior high and it's no big deal, and we end up with tough grades that we got to deal with.
Well, and I think a lot of parents think that too.
That's what I was going to say. As a parent, if it's the first kid, you don't know this whole process.
Exactly.
Where do you go? This is a great resource, though, for parents.
And that's a really good story, actually, because that's kind of how you got into it, wasn't it, with
that
your oldest?
Our oldest graduated in 2010, and we thought we were doing everything perfect with her. And when we actually went to her university to the financial aid meeting, found out if she had 10 more points on her SAT, she would have received $9,000 a year in merit aid instead of $2,000.
Yeah.
So right there in that moment of him telling us that, we realized we lost $28,000. And that's when I said, who tells parents this? Who lets people know that they need one more question right? And at that point, we started to look for how can we help parents?
And you help your other children as well,
yes,
of course.
Help yourself
you
first.
Other children coming up. Right. And so, and I think that's just like the best because you said, you know, I after I met Kim and Randy, it was like, dang, my kids are so old because my kids were out of college by the time I met you. And I was like, I wish I would have known about you when my kids were in college.
Well, hopefully they don't have a bunch of student loans they're paying off now.
Yeah, they
kind of
do.
Well, that's one of the things we talk with kids about. I have a couple seventh graders I even am working with.
Sure.
And we're already talking about how we're going to avoid student debt for them. And our big goal is to have each student that we work with go to school for the least amount of money possible because we don't want them paying for student loans and not being able to buy a house or just barely making ends meet. So sometimes it's even talking, I mean, we also help them figure out what they want to study because if they're going to go into a major where they're not going to have a very high income, then why would we look at a high-end university where we're going to have a high-end expense?
So I think that's one of the other things that you guys talk to them about their grades and obviously help with any kind of academics that they right. need, the mm-hmm. tutoring, mm-hmm. Test-taking abilities. I think some kids just don't do well. Right. Some people just buckle under pressure. And I have one of my kids is not a good test taker. She just freaks mm-hmm. out every time she has to take some kind of test. Mm. Even to this day, she had to take a new state license test to get her driver's license. And she called me and was like, I'm really worried about this. And I'm like, you can do this.
Right.
But I think that helps.
Test taking is a skill, right? But it can be learned. It's a skill that can be learned. And we spend a lot of time working with students, teaching them how to take tests. There's a bleed of, obviously, we're teaching them the SAT and the ACT, but there's a bleed over to their test taking abilities in school, too. So we find as we're working on the SAT, we're working on the ACT tests and teaching them the skills, the tips, the techniques. Mm-hmm. That then transfers over into their grades, their regular grades, because they're learning those skills along the way. So it's definitely something they can learn.
We don't do AP test prep, but we have students constantly coming back to us saying, my AP teacher says I'm doing better because of the tips that you've taught me that I'm using in my AP classes. This year we had several of our students who scored fours and fives on their AP test, which is awesome.
Okay.
That gives them college placement for those classes. And we were always saying, okay, what helped you? What did you do? What worked? What didn't? And they're like, Kim, it's the test-taking tips you guys have given us. Mm. I'm using them in my AP classes and practicing them, which is just awesome how it helps in other areas, whether we are intentionally doing that or not.
And that's one of the things you want to – that's one of the things that's, I think, the best for most kids is just to be – consistent across.
Right.
Right.
You know, and know that, you have the confidence. It gives them confidence more so than you don't teach that, but
exactly.
The tips and the tricks are the things that help give them that confidence.
How to read the question.
Oh, right.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I had a boy last week, the light bulb finally went on, and it was so fun seeing him say, now I get it. You're teaching me how to read the question.
And read the entire question.
Right.
And think about what it is.
Yeah. What is the key word?
The test takers love to put questions in there that are confusing and confuse the kids.
Oh, right.
And so the kids think they know what direction they're supposed to go in when they're not even answering the question that's being asked.
Exactly.
And they're famous for doing that. So we try to teach them so they can catch those and see that coming so they don't fall for those tricks.
Right.
And, of course, they put the wrong answer in there.
Oh, right.
Yes. So if you do fall for the trick, you know that answer is going to be there. So that's one of the things we point out to them on how to avoid that. So
very tricky.
Yeah.
It's all a game.
It is. It's all a game. And the thing is that it's tied to a lot of money.
Exactly. That's the problem.
Yeah. Colleges are not inexpensive, as most of us know.
Oh, yeah.
And you want to get, merit aid is available for students through GPA and high scores, but there are also other avenues to help choose. Choosing the right school is oftentimes just as important as having those great grades and those great scores. If you choose the wrong schools, you're going to end up paying more. So finding schools that will negotiate is oftentimes something we do. And most parents don't realize there is the ability to negotiate with colleges. It's knowing which ones and making sure that we're applying to the right ones, too. So we help the students through choosing the right schools, not only for their areas of interest, but ones that will be competitive when it comes to trying to negotiate with them.
And I was going to go ahead.
I love one of the things Randy says to students. And it's not just boys, girls too. We're not just picking the school because you like to cheer for them on Saturday.
Right.
At which so many kids come in wearing their shirt, wearing the school they're going to go to. And we're like, and that's great. And that can be a goal. But we're also going to have a list of schools where we know you're going to get money.
And the education that you want.
Yeah,
and that you need. I think so many people, many children especially, they say, I want to go to, this Big Ten university.
Right.
Well, that Big Ten university may not be the best place for their vocation, what they want to do in life. They just want to go there because it's in their hometown or it's or it's who they cheered for or it's their parents' alma mater or something along those lines.
We have that all the time.
Yeah.
And one of the first things, like today, I had a boy who had 10 schools on his list. And we went through and I said, well, do they offer what you're interested in? We're down to 3 schools from that list of 10.
Exactly. Yeah.
That just happened today. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Randy and Kim Stegemuller with Class 101.